the Constant Levens Academy of Health Sciences and Hospital, CLAHS, at Mandar near Ranchi, the capital of the northern Indian state of Jharkhand, is destined to be a medical college and hospital in the heartland of a far-flung tribal region where healthcare for the vast number of its poor and marginalized is a luxury. The project of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, named after a pioneering Belgian Jesuit missionary in Ranchi, was inaugurated at a ceremony on November 7, 2015, in the presence of CBCI officials, where Jharkhand State Chief Minister Raghubar Das was the chief guest. The new venture is envisioned in the pattern of the CBCI's prestigious St. John's Medical College in Bangalore. To know more about the Constant Levens Academy of Health Sciences and Hospital, we talked to Auxiliary Bishop Theodore Mascarenhas of Ranchi, the chairman of the Executive Committee, CBCI Society for Medical Education, North India. He first explained how the whole idea of CBCI's medical college and hospital in northern India came about.
In 2008, the CBCI Plenary Assembly that was held in Jamshedpur decided that there should be a hospital and medical college on the lines of St. John's, Bangalore, meant for North India, for two specific reasons. One was because of the lack of good health care to the people there. And second, they wanted a witness of Christian mercy and compassion in North India, the way we had St. John's in South India. That was in 2008. Leaders who led this drive for a medical college in the north were Archbishop Matthias of Bangalore then, Bishop Patrick D'Souza of Varanasi, and Cardinal Telesphore Tobpo of Ranchi. It was decided to have it in Ranchi for the tribal heartland, for the Dalit populations, for the poor, so that they could have doctors and nurses from the land trained with the Catholic way of thinking, of compassion, mercy, and that there could be, in the future, people who would serve their own people. So that was the main idea behind starting that project. So after 2008, till 2014, almost nothing happened. For various reasons, we could not get the land. We didn't have a real team packed up with enthusiasm that was going after this project. And almost everybody thought that this project will never take over. And even the bishops' conference was very skeptical what would actually happen to this project. In 2014, August, I was elected auxiliary of Ranchi. 2015, February, already a lot of changes had started taking place within the project itself. The CBCI Standing Committee had appointed a new governing board, had appointed a special committee to relook at the project. And in 2015, February, they appointed an executive committee with me as the chairman. Now, when we took over that executive committee, we had 9,715 rupees in hand. And everybody was wondering, this project will never go ahead. But what we did, we began talking to the medical mission sisters who had a hospital built in 1947, 150-bed hospital, almost dysfunctional, in a place called Mandar, 27 kilometers from Ranchi. And the sisters offered us the hospital, offered us 17 acres of land, and the Archdiocese gave us 8 acres of land, because the MCI, the Medical Council of India, requires 25 acres of land if you want to have a medical college. So we took over this hospital. In fact, on the 1st of June, we started running it ourselves. We are renovating this hospital, which is going to cost us about 12 crores. The collection is about halfway. I myself went to 6 parishes in Bombay, and we collected over 2 crores, and we thank the people of Bombay for their generosity. So we are moving now almost full speed. Our first phase is renovation of this hospital, existing hospital, with operation theatres, ICUs. We have already employed 3 doctors. And we are going to employ another 3, including a general physician, a pediatrician. We have 2 gynecologists already, and we have a surgeon. The Ursulines have given us Dr. Sister Eileen a surgeon who will be the director of this hospital. So the enthusiasm has now all built up, and we are looking forward to take this project one inch further and a few notches of speed faster.
Are you also thinking of going abroad to the other international Catholic agencies, funding agencies?
You see, my approach to the fundraising, which is the most difficult part of the whole thing, is multi-pronged. I have lined up, one is we require immediate money to start the project, that it takes off the ground. That's why we went to the parishes. Goa has offered us also a few parishes where we can go and preach. Chennai has offered us two parishes. And we hope some other people will also come up, and some other dioceses also. But, you know, that is a very small portion of what we can collect, but that is more for the running and to take it off. A second phase of my fundraising would be approaching funding agencies abroad. We have got the FCRA number, thanks to the central government, after almost 18 months, but they gave it to us. Our third strategy is we're approaching industrialists and corporate houses in India for what is known as the corporate social responsibility funds. If they come and give us a block, already one parish in Goa has promised me that they're ready to do a ward for us. So we are looking at benefactors from all sides, at small people, big people, everybody who contributes in building this place. The local people have offered us a lot of their services at a very low cost.
You have any plan, the final plan for this center?
More or less. The whole thing is conceptualized for a 100-seat medical college. So according to the Medical Council of India rules, we would have to have a 500-bed hospital at the end. So if you have a 500-bed hospital, you require quarters for the doctors, you require quarters for the nurses, you require hostels for boys and girls who are studying in the medical college, because 80% have to reside in the campus, 80% of your students. We would also require a lot of other ancillary things like laundries and hostels for... There's a nursing school gifted to us by the Medical Mission Sisters, which we want to convert into a graduate nursing college. So they would require a hostel as well. So the whole project is going to cost us anything between 400 to 500 crore rupees. But we are starting small. The first is to get a 50-bed hospital now, increase it to 100, then to 150, and then move over as we get along.
Do you have any time-bound targets as such to achieve?
The first thing is, within this year, we must renovate the existing hospital. Built in 1947, with old facilities, we want to change that. It will cost about 10 to 12 crores. The Medical Mission Sisters, one of the sisters was acting as the administrator, but they're also running short of personnel. And therefore, Sister Eileen from the Ursulines is now taking over as director. But we'll work with the Medical Mission Sisters till we start establishing. And then we are inviting as many congregations as possible to give us their doctors, to give us their nurses, that this becomes a real Catholic hospital with our own way of showing compassion and mercy.
Do you also plan a mobile unit which goes out beyond the walls of this academy?
You see, we have two or three plans for this. We will have mobile clinics, we'll have camps, we'll have the mobile clinic that moves around the place to take the healthcare to as many poor people as possible. But we also have a plan of satellite clinics in the different villages. We have a hospital built in Kurkuria, which is about 54 kilometers from Mandar, where this one is there. That hospital has not been working. We want to revive it as a rural center of this hospital. And then we want to have clinics in different villages where a doctor visits at least once a week from the hospital. So, you know, in our whole plan, two or three things are important. First is, as much rural care we can give to those whom healthcare does not reach. You must remember, Jharkhand is a place where government healthcare hardly exists outside the city of Ranchi. The church cannot substitute it, but the church can support it. So your mobile clinics, having camps, taking healthcare to the schools, a doctor visiting the different schools, starting supporting clinics, clinics that lean on this one is the long-term plan. We also want to see how much we can make use of the insurance plans of the government as well as other companies, that poor people can be insured by the hospital management itself and they can get free treatment and the insurance company pays for that. That's another thing I'm looking at working at. Well, ideas are there. The realization will take working out and building up plans.
That was Auxiliary Bishop Theodore Mascarenhas of Ranchi talking about the Indian Catholic Bishop's new health project called the Constant Levens Academy of Health Sciences and Hospital, CLAHS, near Ranchi. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.